Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The debate about immigration and President Trump's temporary travel ban has some new citizens of this country feeling a sense of relief that they've become citizens now. More than 200 people from 60 countries took their citizenship oaths yesterday at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston. WBUR's Simone Rios spoke with some of them.
Barbados. Belarus.
It's an ordinary ceremony that tops off the naturalization process. But for some of these new citizens, it's an extraordinary time to become an American.
I felt like I'd narrowly escaped the tornado that was coming towards all immigrants and green card holders.
Rose Sewa is not from one of the countries whose citizens the president wants to stop from entering the U.S. But as an immigrant from Uganda, she's feeling the shockwave of President Trump's travel ban.
I was like, please, dear Lord, I hope people don't always have to suffer from this. It's really, really scary.
No one from any of the seven countries affected by the travel ban took the oath of citizenship in Boston yesterday. Those who did hail from countries as diverse as Mexico and Morocco, India and Ireland, and Ghana and Greece. 28-year-old Henry Damas of El Salvador says being a citizen has already increased his sense of security living in the United States. He says he feels more free to travel now.
The sense of security is like when you go, if you go on vacation or something, when you come back, it's nothing. They can retain you, in the border or, at the airport and say that it's, some complications or something, with your immigration status.
Now that he's a citizen, Dama says he plans to file paperwork to bring his mother and sister from El Salvador. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.